brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get into the latest on the immigration battle and the bill that we now are being able to read through, 1,200 pages. They're trying to pass today in the Senate. We'll get into Snowden, got on a flight, got off of it. No one knows where he is. We'll get into calls for Glenn Greenwald to be arrested by Mr. Gregory, just a traitor to America. The system's got its wagon circled right now because all their crimes are starting to come out. And they know the House of Cards could come down. That's what makes them so dangerous right now. We'll get to the latest on the economy and a bunch of police state news that I've got to get to. But right now, let's go to your calls. Thanks for holding. Dean in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just got some static. I had a question. I know that you've been talking about the eventual, you know, false flag and martial law being declared at some point. The last couple of days, I've been reading some what I thought were kind of disturbing, you know, admittedly third-party hearsay posts on some different websites from people who claim that they have friends and family in different government agencies who have been telling him that they're ramping up the training specifically to deal with martial law and doing things like teaching them how to drive the, you know, large capacity FEMA buses.
This is why the public are slaves. It's on record they're training police nationwide to drive buses and for civil unrest. It's on record they basically trained the entire military, including mechanics, in riot control the last decade. They're always ramping up, buying more bullets, more armored vehicles, so that when they finally do it, everybody expects it because you've been doing dress rehearsal for it for, you know, a decade or longer. Plus, they've got to train each new group. So it's an ongoing battle. And then people have family that do this, and then it just becomes a rumor. Kind of like geoengineering is a rumor when it's massively declassified, that weather modifications going on. So, but yes, the greatest level of gearing up to go after the American people that's ever happened is going on. And we have the training manuals. They've leaked, and they've gone public with them because we made them, you know, obsolete, their classification, that they're training for war with anti-New World Order people, i.e. Americans. People that are like, why does NATO run our military? Why are you trying to take our guns? Why is the Federal Reserve private? We shouldn't have this going on. They're like, you are a traitor. You are a criminal, when they're obviously the traitors and the criminals. I mean, this is a foreign banking group saying the military is the number one threat. While they use the military, see, it's like Hitler using the military to dominate Germany and surrounding areas, but while keeping them on the tightest leash and killing countless members of the main general staff, because that's Stalin wiped out thousands of officers over and over again. I mean, tyrannies are a horrible thing. And they're horrible for the control freaks that set them up as well. This is the most unstable, horrible system you can live under, unless you're offshore mega banks that are playing it off and who play the empires off against each other. Do you understand?
I do. The most disturbing part of the recent posts that I've been starting to see is that they mentioned a relatively specific time frame, like within the next 30 to 60 days, there's going to be a quote-unquote electronic hack against the banking industry, which will allow them to do two things: close the banks and take all our money, and declare martial law and start whatever it is they're going to
do.
Well,
I mean, I've talked about that for 5 years because the Department of Cyber Command, which hasn't been passed by Congress but has been funded on record, they're building all the command bases. As soon as their system goes online, is tested, most of it's already online, they will launch false flags on the web as an excuse to shut it down, take it over. That's what they always do. They stage the terror, then pose as the saviors. So I don't know about a time frame, but that is their plan.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. We are now into hour number two, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're simulcasting a free video feed for folks at InfoWars.com/show. And please take that link with the free podcast and all the audio feeds and send it out to your friends and family today. InfoWars.com/show. The free iPhone apps, free Droid apps. They're all right there on that site. Okay, I want to go to your calls right now. People holding like Jack in California and John and Ship and Rod and Brendan and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. After I've gone through some calls, I'm going to get into the repackaged amnesty bill allows Napolitano to nix border fence. She did everything she could in Arizona to destroy U.S. sovereignty as governor. Corker Amendment permanently offers citizenship to those overstaying their visas. It just lets you illegally come here, and it's an open door to anybody that can get here. That's why even people like Crystal, the big neocon, is against this. And they go, well, you supported it in the past. Folks, this is the complete gutting. I mean, this, no country's ever done this. Just anybody wants to come here on a visa. We're making the visas. You can get them in a week instead of a month now. Any country, just come here. It's free. Ah, I mean, it is the globalists just like Hail Marrying the ball to try to bring in as many people as they can to bankrupt the country. Even the neocons, they're the ones that have tried to do this before, are turning against it because it is crazy. I mean, it is crap. I've been going over this bill this morning, spent about an hour trying to go over Sessions, Senator Sessions broke down what sections to look at, and I was looking at it. I mean, I cannot believe this thing. I saw an amendment in there where felons just sign a pledge, and then they're allowed to become citizens, and on and on and on. This is unbelievable. So I'm going to be getting into all that. Head spinning. But Rand Paul, as I told you, he's for reasonable path to citizenship. It's hard to become a citizen. It takes 10, 15, 20 years. It's made to where you don't want to become legal. And I support more immigrants to the country if they aren't immediately put on welfare. But and just like Rand Paul said, this is unreasonable. He's not going to be part of it. I trusted Rand Paul. He's never let me down. And he did the right thing. IRS sent $46 million in refunds at one Atlanta address, ladies and gentlemen. But the House said it had 23,000 people living at it. Again, I saw a story a few years ago, well, this is about a year ago, here in Austin, 80-plus million to one address. And none of it's enforced, and nobody goes to jail, because they are allowed to launder the money through local banks. And that's come out. The banks, folks, are the enemy, the foreign banks that have American names like Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan. They are all above the law, ladies and gentlemen. Schumer predicts mass demonstrations of House blocks path to citizenship. Remember, this is a globalist who is threatening to have 30 million illegal aliens run around and riot if we don't do what they say. You think it'll be better once there's another 30 million legalized? You think things will get better? Who would put up with this type of stuff? This is a globalist coup d'etat against this country. And it ruins the immigrants because you could get them here and get them into Americana and free market and liberty. And, you know, I mean, immigrants make great Americans. That's what America was based on. There are a lot of great people in Mexico, folks. A lot of great people in Poland. A lot of great people in South Africa, a lot of great people all over. I'll tell you, a lot of times immigrants, I've known them. If they're good people, they're better than the average spoiled rotten American. I don't care whether you're black, white, or Hispanic. I mean, a lot of Americans are spoiled rotten. And then those of us that work all the time basically pay for everything. But you sit here and look at the immigrants they want, man, it's a bunch of criminals. In fact, look at one of the main immigration leaders in Texas. It turns out, what has been arrested for bank robbery. I've got that in my stack. I'll get into that after I go to calls. But the point is that's what I found. The local mayors we've had and the local city council people, their brothers will get busted being the top coyote. And by the way, these guys are above the law, folks. If you, I mean, I know one famous guy, he's been sent to jail now, he got too big for the bridges. He had a restaurant right next to another restaurant, and if your car parked one inch over the parking lot, into his parking lot, he would come out with a baseball bat and beat your car up or beat you and then not get in trouble. Yeah, there it is, immigration rights activist, alleged mesh mass bandit of, what is it, 19 bank robberies. He's been arrested for that. My point is that this is like a happy hunting ground, and the globalists need enforcers, so they're hiring all these mafias. But the Austin group, you know, it comes out all the time and the charges get dropped. Oh, the city council person's brother was in the main immigration group, you know, was running the coyotes. Yeah, and that ain't it. And was running this and that. And the cops have been told, leave these people alone. It's just like the Bandidos. And that's mainly, you know, it has a Spanish name. It was started by white guys. But the whole point is that that group is just a motorcycle gang, and it's above the law. just because they don't lay down to people. They end up being in charge. I mean, it's like you lay down, you're a slave. You stand up, you run everything. Why? It's time for good people to stand up. That's all I'm saying. This idea of bending over, worshiping government, worshiping thugs will deliver us to hell. And the forces of hell are running rampant all over the country, killing press. I mean, they've got David Gregory now. I got to play this before I go to your call, since I mentioned it. Saying, hey, how about you get arrested for aiding and abetting Snowden? And there's a delay because he's in England via satellite. And the reporter just sits back. I mean, they're all calling for it. The press should, as a gang, stand together just as Michael Hastings said. That's why they killed him. That clip's coming up after calls. Good people stand together or they hang separate. It's like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh has attacked me over the years, kind of distorting things I've said. Whatever, it's all fair game. I appreciate the coverage. And I know Rush reads our site. He covers the news, our news all the time. Just doesn't give it credit. Michael Savage reads our news, gives it credit. I appreciate that. Sean Hannity does the same thing. Glenn Beck does it constantly. And Glenn Beck says really mean lies about me, but I forgive him. Because I'm not in this just to hate people anymore. But when Rush Limbaugh, they were trying to get him off the air again last year with made-up stuff, I went and bought advertising. And I'm just trying to lead by example, folks. If we don't hang together, we're going to hang separate. We got to put all the infighting aside as libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, real liberals that are, you know, really care about justice. We have to come together or it's all over, folks. I put out an article a few years ago. Glenn Beck said, I don't know why I've got macular degeneration. I'm going blind. And it's on record that the reason that that is massively increasing is aspartame. Aspartame causes you to basically have all sorts of leaky eye syndromes and degeneration of cells. It's on record. So I wrote an article with Paul Watson with all the studies in it. Drudge cared and posted it. They're like, hey, let us help you. He drinks Diet Coke on air. I've noticed now when I've seen him, he doesn't drink Diet Coke. But he made mean jokes about me, just trying to help him. I thought maybe you'd get your sight back or not lose more sight, and then you'd help your audience, but you won't even tell them now. So you've stopped drinking it, but now you won't tell people, and then you got mad at us trying to help you. I mean, what is that? I just refuse to be part of that. I'm going to skip this network break because I said I was going to take calls and I've got to get those minutes back. I'm going to skip this network break coming up in 2 minutes. Station should not be playing over this. This is a Genesis break. Let's go to John, and then we're going to go to Jack. John in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. I have two important comments. First of all, are you here back on June 2nd, 2002? Leslie Stahl did this fascinating program on the 93 bombing. She interviewed the sole fugitive, Abdulrahman Yassin, in a prison in Iraq. It's not important what he said. Of course, it's that unimportant thing, which what he said, which was the media made a big deal out of. But after that program, Tariq Aziz was interviewed, and he told Leslie Stahl that ever since he came to Iraq, the cause of the Americans had said, please take this guy from us. We don't want him. The only thing I ask from you is a signature, no lifting of sanctions. And when Leslie Stahl asked the White House...
Sir, I got to be honest. I'm not understanding what you're saying. This happens sometimes. It's all running together. What are you talking about Iraq, a 60 Minutes interview?
Yes, Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes interviewed Tariq Aziz because the sole fugitive...
Yeah, the former foreign minister of Iraq, yes. Who was living in England now.
Yeah, and Tariq Aziz said ever since Yassin came to Iraq, we told America, please take this guy from us. The only thing we ask from you is a signature, like a FedEx delivery, and America said no. And so Leslie Stahl asked the White House, why did you refuse him and continue to refuse him? They told her to go ask the State Department, and when she asked the State Department said, go ask the White House. So we have a few...
But for those that don't understand what you're talking about, because I can barely follow it, and I'm up on these things, what is the core? Who did they refuse?
Abdulrahman Yassin, the sole fugitive from the 93 bombing who was in Iraq.
Yeah, I know. That came out years ago that our so-called government never wants the real terrorist because they run them. I mean, I quite frankly have never seen a big, high-profile terrorist they don't run. And it always comes out. It comes out in mainstream news. British government ran 7-7. The MI6 agent managed the whole deal. They told him it was a drill, blew the poor guys up. We know the names of who did it. Same thing on Boston bombing. We know they were under CIA control. They thought they were part of a drill. They were. I mean, it just goes on and on. Absolutely, sir. Good to hear from you. Yeah, there it is. 60 Minutes, the man who got away. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Jack in California, listening on 1340 AM KOMY. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to get your take on a couple of things. One is, what do you think the likelihood is of Obama trying to stay in for a third term, either through martial law or whatever? And if you have any word from Lindsey Williams about that, or even if the new
I'm not sure about Lindsey Williams' source. I know who it is, and I know it's a guy that's been in the inner circles, but, you know, the power structure itself isn't sure what it's going to do month to month. I mean, they have long-term plans. We know those. Their agenda is pretty much public because they promote it. But I don't think Obama is going to try to stay in for a third term, though I think that could be in the cards. I don't think they're going to play those cards. Just because we politically destroyed him so much. They were planning to make him like a Lincoln to lead a civil war against America. That was clearly branded that way, but we've so damaged his brand. Even though he's a puppet, it was important to destroy his brand so that they couldn't use it as a beachhead. So we're winning a lot of the fights right now. We're really hurting him. And as we give political aid and comfort to real Americans in government to speak out, to say no, to block things internally, as the Pentagon listens to us, the compartmentalized groups of it, we're really getting the enemy into check right now. Now, they may pull something big, but they may shut the web down during a fake cyber attack or something like that as a pretext to try to reorganize. But it's just not going to work long term. I mean, we really are getting the upper hand because we have right on our side. Clearly they've had Democrats introduce bills for Obama to be able to have a third term. They've promoted it. But I think they'll want to bring in some Republican stooge to kind of make people go back to sleep again, to make it look like there's an illusion of choice. I just don't think Obama's going to get that third term. That's what my gut tells me. But I think that was in the front of their deck, and they were planning to play that card if you go back 4 years ago. All the preparations have been made for it. But the globalists are really in trouble right now. So we're in the fight, my friend.
Okay. The other thing was the word treason's being thrown around quite a bit now with Snowden. And I just wanted to see what you thought about this giving money to the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't know that you could pin that down to Obama, but just that whole concept seems treasonous that we're funding our supposed enemy.
Well, I mean, look, this is what's happening. I appreciate your fine questions and points. Thank you, Jack. Our government has been taken over partially in 1913, to a larger extent in 1933, and then massively with the 1947 National Security Act, allowing the criminal group to basically be above the law. And then now they've dominated the nation. They've sold us out. They've bankrupted us by design. They've deindustrialized us to make us basically controllable to an extent through dependency. And now they're busy trying to further deindustrialize and bankrupt and collectivize and get Americans on the dole. And now they're openly trying to demonize patriots and liberty lovers and trying to sell the idea that, oh, Al-Qaeda isn't the threat. It's the gun owners. It's the returning veterans. It's the libertarians. And so we've kind of reached that twilight zone point where the vets and the gun owners and the conservatives and the pro-lifers are the bad guys, and the NSA targets them and harasses lawmakers, and the NSA spies on the press. And they're killing reporters, and our government runs Al-Qaeda all over the world. Forget the Muslim Brotherhood. Our government is running Al-Qaeda and giving them heavy arms. They've been giving them heavy arms for 2.5 years. I mean, they called 2.5 years ago rocket attacks and small howitzer attacks and RPG attacks, bazooka attacks. I mean, to see those videos and photos of Al-Qaeda with U.S. LAWS rockets and U.S. truck-based howitzers and U.S. heat-seeking missiles. That's what's freaking the military out, because the military knows what those weapons are. And they see the news like the general public doesn't. General public sees guys with Al-Qaeda flags, Al-Qaeda uniforms, and the background of C-130 offloading them. And the public doesn't know what a C-130 is. They don't know that's a NATO aircraft. They don't know what that black Al-Qaeda flag is. Our military does. So for them, they speak the language, and they're seeing Al-Qaeda with LAWS rockets? It's not even RPGs. It's not even Russian. And the military is going, Alex Jones is right. It's that image of brigades of Al-Qaeda who then jump around going, after we kill Assad, we attack America. And we publish the videos, posting them over and over again, where you'll see a square of 10,000 people jumping up and down in Al-Qaeda uniforms with giant Al-Qaeda banners that says Al-Qaeda. Saying, we're going to destroy America. We're going to destroy England. And folks, they're going to let them attack us. Yeah, there's WorldNet Daily with an image of Al-Qaeda with a modern Stinger missile. A heat-seeking missile. That's pretty funny, actually. And then again, TSA walks over and goes, why don't you want to do the scan? And I say, because our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. And everybody here knows that. And everybody's going, everybody's starting nodding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is all a joke. And these radiation machines over here, not just the scanners, but these machines over here are going to kill you. How many of you have already gotten cancer in here? You know about the cancer clusters. And suddenly they go, just go. Just go. Yeah, I know about them. I'm like, yeah. And I go to the TSA person. And I go, I care about you. I understand they destroyed this economy on purpose so that you could only have this job, but it's not worth dying. Quit your job now. I mean, you think they wouldn't kill Michael Hastings of the Rolling Stone blowing his car up last week when they ordered 200-plus giant chemical weapons dumps filled with U.S. and NATO-sold chemical weapons, and they shot video. The Marines went in and shot it, came out on 60 Minutes, and they ordered them to blow it all up. And then the Pentagon discussed that. That's why Schwarzkopf really broke down and cried, and why they relieved Schwarzkopf of command. Remember that? That was one day after they blew that up and ordered, this all came out later, ordered Schwarzkopf to stand down, and when the detectors went off, over 20,000 of them. This is all 60 Minutes. When the detectors all went off, they told them false alarm, and then Schwarzkopf said, keep your gear on. But they didn't want to admit that they'd blown that up because they wanted to get rid of the evidence, and they knew it was going to go through the gear anyways, but not as it wouldn't have been as bad. And so they blew it all up and said, take your gear off, and the troops took their gear off. And some had convulsions that were up close, and some died within days. And Schwarzkopf was ordered to cover that up. And then, of course, they had that bunker with a bunch of command people in it that argued about it. They blew that up and then said, oh, a lucky Scud got launched after the war and killed 200 people. Remember that? That was a big deal. The military's like, you're going to blow up the chemical weapons and then tell them, take your gear off? Well, I'm not going to do that. You're relieved from command. Boom! Blow up the command base. Oh, a lucky missile hit a main command base. I mean, because the military's like, we're going to nerve gas everybody? You've got to dispose of that carefully. That's got to be shipped to special incinerators. Do you think anybody's safe with globalists like this? Why would Bayer, knowingly for 11 years, ship out HIV and hepatitis and all their blood products and their factor VIII? Came out in court. They knew and did it. Of course they did. That's manly to them, to kill a bunch of people. Why do they design the GMOs to sterilize and give you cancer? Because they like killing you. Have you figured that out yet? They don't just not care about killing Hastings. They like it. That feels good to them, to kill people. Don't you? You think groveling to these people who worship the Grim Reaper is going to protect any of you? Better start worshiping the God of life, not the God of death. All those that hate me love death. Jesus Christ said that. I promise we're going right to your calls in a ton of clips straight ahead. Rod, Ship, everybody else, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Again, the reason I keep harping on the Camisea base that was blown up and hundreds of others at the end of the Gulf War and the old 60 Minutes shows that came out a few years later and the congressional hearings is that it later came out in memoirs and pieces that Schwarzkopf was angry about it and that a large group of the command was angry about it and that that's why Schwarzkopf was relieved from command. But why didn't Schwarzkopf just go further? No, he just shut up and disappeared and let some books be written, but you never really saw him again. And then he'd cry at the parade and all that, and they'd say, we only lost a few hundred troops. Why is he crying all the time? Because he followed orders, just like his dad had done with secret police in Iran. His dad helped train all the torturers and everything after the 53 takeover. With the Shah, Schwarzkopf grew up in Iran, grew up in Iraq, grew up in Saudi Arabia. And he was not a truly evil person. Let me tell you, if you're not evil and you're told for whatever reason, blow up a bunch of nerve gas and let it blow into our troops. Now, there it is, USA Today study. Wind blew deadly gas to U.S. troops in Gulf War. That was all known. That's USA Today. That was all known, ladies and gentlemen. And Schwarzkopf freaked out about it. Just like they weren't allowed to use DU up until that war. They had DU, folks, at the end of World War II. You can read the studies. I've had the former head of the Pentagon DU program on probably 20 times, Dr. Doug Rocky. All those famous reports. They said we can't use this because it ignites going out the barrel. It contaminates for billions of years wherever it hits. And they break down how many microns it takes to massively reduce your life expectancy from the toxicity and the radiation. And again, I go off into this before I go to your calls, because what happened to the people running our government by 1990? Oh, let's just blow up nerve gas. Well, the weather reports, that'll blow into Iraq, it'll blow into Iran, it was blowing out to sea, it'd still be deadly. That's sarin and VX nerve gas. Those are some of the, that's the third biggest stockpile in the world. We sold it to him. We trained him how to use it. He used it on the Iranians. You blow that up, it's going to do it. But the detectors will go off. These discussions all came out in Congress. The detectors will go off. The detectors will go off? Well, so what? Just tell them it's safe. Tell them there's no worry. Tell them there's nothing to worry about. Why would they do that? Why? Because the people running this planet want to kill everybody. They're evil. Why have they thrown, depending on the numbers you look at, 20 plus are on record. Reportedly, it could be hundreds of military reactors that were thrown into the Atlantic Ocean 100 miles off the coast is where they do it, from Georgia to Alabama all the way up to New York. Why? Why throw reactors into the ocean when you could just take them back and decommission them? Why not throw them into the ocean? The Soviets threw reactors into their lakes. Why do that? Why not? They love evil, folks. They love the devil. Even if you don't believe in a physical devil, what is that? I mean, the guys are in there with their mouths open. They can type in whatever I say, and oh, there's USA Today that they knew nerve gas blew into our troops. Oh, you know, oh, there's articles about throwing reactors. Most of them are off the coast of Georgia. Why? In key fishing grounds. Why? 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 And the naive, childlike public, oh, would they blow up Hastings? Oh, would they kill Aaron Swartz? I'm going to fight this. I'm getting married. I'm feeling great about this. Owns a big, you know, company worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They go to his house and hang him, because he was a real guy that cared about a free internet and justice, and who'd beaten SOPA and CISPA more than anybody. He led the fight. So they went to his house and killed him. And see, if Hastings would have talked about how they may kill him, and if Schwartz would have talked about it, and if everybody else who's in danger would have talked about it, it's like if we talk about false flags, it stops them from being able to do them. Or if we talk about the 2 billion bullets and the 7,000 armored vehicles and Northcom trained to take us on, then there's a debate about it, and the military has a debate about it, and they know it's real, and they say no to it, and then it becomes a big political issue and is a no-no. See, then we have a debate about it, like a debate about should Snowden be arrested? Is Snowden a traitor? Or is David Gregory a traitor against the free press and a piece of trash? Is Chuckie Schumer a traitor and a piece of trash? Is Secretary of State John Kerry a piece of trash who's got so much Botox he looks like the dad from the Munsters? He used to be a handsome guy. Looks like a zombie now. These people are a bunch of narcissistic trash holding on to their life so much they're trying to hurt other people. And thank God I'm not a coward, narcissist piece of trash like people like that. Thank God every day I'm not a servile, devil-worshipping trash lover. Thank God I'm not on their side. Thank God I'm not with them. Thank God that I see clearly what they're up to. And that's the other thing. I look at the globalists and what a bunch of unhappy, twisted weirdos they are. And then I read about the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and how screwed up their families are. And just, they are just unhappy people, so possessed by darkness that when they see you and your healthy, wholesome family, they want you dead. You know why they hate our troops? They know they're the best people in the world. Despite the fact our military has done so much evil, manipulated by the globalists, they know they're the, by and large, the best people we've got. And that they're a danger to these tyrants. And so after every war now, they shoot them up with deadly vaccines. It turned out, folks, the Agent Orange they sprayed, they added a neurotoxin to it, synthetic cobra venom. Don't believe me? I've had Dr. Rocky on. The declassified documents got declassified 4 years ago. They added synthetic neurotoxin to the Agent Orange. It was really nerve gas, and they called it an exfoliant, a defoliator. They were spraying our troops while they were spraying the Viet Cong. Just that, this is so evil. Folks, if you're in the military, the New World Order is killing you with those shots. They're killing you with everything. They hate you. They hate your family. They hate the fact that you're not a coward like them. They also envy your strength. That's why they want to get rid of men and replace it with machines. They're only putting women in frontline combat to screw things up. They're going to destroy the institution of the warrior. They're afraid of you. Because in the spark of the warrior's heart is the defeat of this evil. A real warrior loves the innocent and loves their tribe and loves their society and will lay their life down for their people. And the New World Order is threatened by you. You are a big blaring white light to them in their darkness. They don't like you. They want to extinguish you. And as soon as they can, as soon as it's robots and drones, within 10 years, you're obsolete, you're gone, you're going to be working on the machines. And they're going to line you up and give you shots of things that are actuated so that when you get out of the military, you're going to be debilitated. And then you have to waive your rights to get disability. And then they're going to kill you at the VA. It's a nightmare, but it's a military plan by the globalists, and it's all on record. As horrible as this sounds, it's all on record. All you've got to do is give up your false conceptions, give up the propaganda, check out what I'm saying, and find out all of it's true. I'm risking my life because I don't have a future and my family doesn't have a future if we don't get out of this together. Let's go to your phone calls. Rod in France, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Always a pleasure. This wasn't my original topic, but since you're in that on that topic right now, yeah, the depleted uranium rounds that they use on the, I remember speaking with a colleague of mine at a job I worked at, and he was in the Navy, and he said they had these Vulcan cannons, these real high speed cannons on the decks of the ships that would actually fire at incoming missiles at a very high rate of speed, and they would use
Aegis systems. Yeah.
Exactly. And they would use the DU rounds, and he said those cases would just be all over the place. And you know, I work at a particle accelerator, and I know a little bit about this stuff, and the isotopes, the size of the particles from these DU rounds are so small that even with a standard NBC suit, you wouldn't be protected from these, you know, tiny, Rod,
you kind of hesitated on that. So you work at CERN, huh?
Well, no, I'm not at CERN. I'm at SACLE, Synchrotron Soleil. It's a particle accelerator, third generation particle accelerator.
Why do they stop?
Get to meet some interesting people.
Yeah, I bet. Let me stop you there. That's what Doug Rocky said, and that's on record. It's not just that it's radioactive. The particles are so small, unnaturally small, that once they get in your lungs, they just drop through the cells like a knife through butter and just absolutely fry you. Then your lungs try to off them and put them into the bloodstream, and then it kills your kidneys. That's why you have off-the-chart kidney failure in troops.
Absolutely. The isotopes, it's neutronic radiation, and the isotopes that are emitted from those particles are not dangerous if you're at a distance from them. But once you inhale them, you are being constantly radiated.
It's the point-blank range, exactly.
Neutronic isotopes.
It's point-blank in your DNA, is what Dr. Doug Rocky breaks down.
Exactly. Well, I'll go on to the point that I wanted to make. With the, I read an article just here today that was on the Liberty Crier talking about the Boston Globe saying that the Department of Homeland Security has gone public with an admission that that an exercise was planned months before the Boston Marathon bombing that involved backpacks being used to detonate explosives by rogue terrorists.
Yeah, and it was a Patriot group. And see, they were going to blame a Patriot group. They had the guy, they announced it, and then they said, oh, then they had a bomb threat, shut down the building, and never heard about it again. And then they went to Plan B and burned some of their patsies. But yeah, no, they were planning the whole time. Turns out the guys they burned were CIA, young guys they set up, young playboys, and they probably had a third or fourth group ready to set up as well. Yeah, pretty amazing that came out.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I think you already covered it once, but I think sometimes it's good to you know, go back and touch on subjects that have already gone by, because we start to lose track with, there's so many scandals going on at this time. I mean, it's literally hard to follow up on stuff because there's just so much news. And
that's what's frustrating about Maddow or others coming out and saying, how dare I say there was a drill. How dare I say these guys were with the government? I mean, it's in the news. They were sent to CIA training bases, especially the older brother. I predicted they'd kill their friends, and the FBI went and killed their friends. I predicted they'd kill FBI agents that weren't in on it, but were there. They have killed them now. I mean, I said there'll be a drill. There'll be a, and the whole thing came out. I mean, I know their MO. And you're right. It's so frustrating. So are you an engineer there at that cyclotron?
Yes, I am. And I'm actually an engineer and a coordinator there, so I interact between all the people who come in from all over the world, and I've seen some people, some government people come in there quite a few times. And I've spoken with a lot of people from the United States that use our synchrotron. And the political diversity is rather interesting, but that's another story. The next question I want to ask you, if you don't mind, Alex, if you just give me another minute, is the Sarnev brothers, you know, the one who's in prison now, is there any, does anybody have any news? Because we've kind of like lost, like I said, it's been lost in the shuffle of all the other things that are going on. Has anybody been able to contact the mother or the father?
I have been contacted by lawyers and some pretty famous people that are trying to help the living brother, and they can't get through the public defender. They can't get through any of it. He needs to get a message out that he wants to be represented by an outside counsel so these people can get a hold of him. But then these people tell me, hold off before I talk about it and give specifics. So there's really nothing I can do. And it's just, I'm so overwhelmed trying to run this operation that I can't really try to then insert myself into the court case. It's kind of like the Boston bomber investigation is just a big black hole. And once the public moves on from something, it's hard to get them to look at it again. That's why right when it happened, we had to come out and say, if there's a drill, if there's a bunch of patsies, they'll be connected to the CIA in foreign exchange programs, yada, 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 so that then all that came out and people listened. That's what caused that to be such a huge story. We got like seven times the normal traffic to the radio show and the websites, and it totally freaked the power structure out because we went in and blocked them point blank. And if anything gets me killed, it'll be that. I mean, they are just pulling their hair out. They turned all their operations against us. Dirty tricks, death threats, hit pieces in the press whenever we did that. So pray for us. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I mean, it is just devastatingly hardcore what's happening. We have a declared war on the free press, a declared war on libertarians and Christians with the NSA and the IRS, and the media is cowering to it, and if we cower, it's over. Speaking of that, I want to go to this Greenwald clip with David Gregory on NBC's Meet the Press, where he says, should Glenn Greenwald, be arrested for aiding and abetting Snowden, who exposed illegal spying? He's totally protected. He deserves a medal. And, of course, it's turned out now he's a Ron Paul supporter. And I've been told by people that know him that he's a listener of the show. So, Snowden, if you can ever get through to us, we'd like to have you on the broadcast. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
To the extent that you have aided and abetted Snowden, even in his current movements,
you abetted and abetted the New World Order, Gregory.
Mr. Greenwald, be charged with a crime.
You should be charged. Greenwald should not be charged.
I think it's pretty extraordinary that anybody who would call themselves a journalist would publicly muse about whether or not other journalists should be charged with felonies. The assumption in your question, David, is completely without evidence, the idea that I've aided and abetted him in any way. The scandal that arose in Washington before our stories began was about the fact that the Obama administration is trying to criminalize investigative journalism.
See, they're targeting the press.
Going through the emails and phone records of AP reporters, accusing a Fox News journalist of the theory that you just embraced, being a co-conspirator with felony.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to sell this.
Working with sources. If you want to embrace that theory, it means that every investigative journalist in the United States who works with their sources, who receives classified information, is a criminal. And it's precisely.
That's right. They are criminalizing the press here in America, folks. Think about this. And using the NSA and IRS to harass liberty groups. And they're trying to sell the idea now that, oh, we'll arrest anybody we want. We'll arrest the press. I mean, this is an authoritarian government. But the corporate whore press is on such a short leash, they're going along with it. Most of them are going, yeah, let's arrest Snowden. Yeah, let's, destroy the free press. We want to just be lapdogs. And that's why the Pentagon and the CIA and the White House are looking at just robot reporters where they just put in the disinfo and then different articles are churned out by a computer. They won't even need you anymore. You idiots in the press.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's an example of what I'm
talking about, standing up, letting your voice be heard, all of us doing a little something every day, then the criminals can't threaten and kill all of us. It's common sense, and on that path leads a good future for our children. On the path we're on leads destruction. I know from Rick Linkletter and several other people that Bruce Willis is an off-and-on listener of this show and has seen my films going back at least 8-9 years. And I know that he gave an interview, I think it was Vanity Fair, and talked about the New World Order and how the same people that killed Kennedy are running things now, and now he's no longer a mainline Republican, that he's woken up. Why talk to Vanity Fair? Why not come on my show? And I'm not even really hitting Bruce Willis up. It's just an example that John Bowne out there has hung out with him and played with him and stuff. Why not go public? Why not have your voice be heard? You won't save the world, Bruce. But together we will. Take Mike Judge, been a listener for 18 years. We've been talking off and on the phone for years, finally hooked up, did an interview. Him speaking out against big government and tyranny is not going to save the world, but together it will. Mike Judge. It's just all of us have got to go public. And I know a bunch of other famous people. I'm not calling Bruce Willis out. That's why I get so mad at people like Brad Pitt. Because, I mean, like 3 or 4 times from different high-level people, starting with Aaron Russo. I was told that Brad Pitt was, you know, watching his films, my stuff. He'd hung out with him some. Now, Russo put out a bunch of big movies with Eddie Murphy and stuff. And that he was awake. Well, now look at him running around with UN commercials. You know, running around New World Order. I mean, Brad Pitt knows what's going on and decided to go bat for the other team, folks. And I want to play this clip here. This is Hastings 1 week before his car blew up. Remember, he put out an email saying, I'm going into hiding. They're after me. I'm going to break my biggest story ever. Boom, his car blows up. And then we're weird to say he may have been killed? No, it's weird to not have a major investigation of this. This is what he said on the Young Turk show 1 week before his car blew up. And this is the kind of thing that scares the New World Order. Here it is.
Obama administration has clearly declared war on the press. It's declared war on investigative journalists, our sources. I think the only recourse to this kind of behavior by the government is to say back to the government, we declare war on you. And from this point forward, we should no longer, as a media, as a whole, cooperate in any manner with the government in terms of when we're doing national security stories. We should withdraw all our cooperation, and we should publish everything we know, because it's a free press. It's not a free except for when the government tells me to do it press. And we've been way too easy going with these guys. We've let them get away with this for years. We've let them tell us what to print, what not to print. And I say be done with it, and everybody should just get together and fire.
Absolutely.
Back, no one else is going to defend the
press. Nobody else is going to defend the press. Now, I'm going to go to break, come back, go to Ship and some other callers. Then I'm going to just blitz through news all over the map. But let me just remind you, we either got to stand together or be run over. I mean, that's basic instinct for survival, basic instinct for liberty. The globalists have sold us on how to be morons and how to be slaves. You don't get ahead acting like a cowardly slave. And it's just time for the press, the media, other talk shows, everybody, to really understand your families. None of us have any future if we don't turn this around. It's that simple. Where are you? Playing it safe is what's got us to this point. When everybody plays it safe, folks, the wolves take over. I'm looking for men here to stand up. By the way, if you want to support us, get the new film. You can get a free film with it, American Dream, when you get State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, to wake up your friends and family. I'm in the film. A bunch of other people are in it. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free if you want to ask any questions or order over the phone, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Only place to order it is InfoWarsStore.com. We're the exclusive distributor. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news and all my films. $5.95 a month. That's 11 memberships for one price to share with your friends and family. PrisonPlanet.tv. And spread the word about the broadcast. Next hour, coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, sheets. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.